Hello, everyone. Wes here from The Basement Dwellers, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to all activities most enjoyed by those who spend their time in the deepest, darkest, and dankest of basements everywhere. If you like anything and everything nerd culture, come check us out and subscribe to the show via iTunes, Google Play, or by visiting www.tbdpod.com.
Previously on Tomorrow's End.
Ben struggles to put the headphones back on.
Ben, how pissed do you think Hank's going to be when he sees his baby?
You know,
I don't know. How much damage did we do?
Probably nothing.
Which means we did something.
Probably nothing. You know, I mean, it we'll see what happens.
There is word passed around in these parts of a band of heroes, put in the ground by a man named Morrow to rise up and save the world when needed. Some woke early and died fighting the evil. Others woke later and had to pick up the pieces. Trapped between the Kentucky Free State to the north and God knows what to the south, they tried to fix what ain't right in the world. So relax and listen for a moment to the stories of Recon 17.
Yeah, you guys.
We are an axe.
Basically, 15,000 kilos.
To their 2,600.
If they're not up armored vehicles, they weigh like 2,000 pounds. Period.
Armor.
Because canvas weighs nothing.
You can climb a 24-inch vertical wall.
Great. I wasn't planning on climbing a 24-inch vertical wall yet. However, their front bumper is almost 48 inches high.
Yeah. You're not going to climb him.
I could.
You're not going to climb him.
He's not going to survive, though. But I will certainly survive.
What do you think will happen to the guy who's hiding currently behind it?
He will be eviscerated.
Nothing good.
He will be eviscerated. I hope he rolls poorly.
Hey, they shot at us first.
Jake. It's okay, buddy. You want to know why it's okay?
Because we
have so much mass that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're nearly 30,000 pounds to their
ass if you hurt his vehicle.
It's to save him.
We're trying
that
to save
may
him
not be worth it with him.
I mean, it's not like we don't have another hull that we could
do. I have to roll to see if his lizard skull on the front survives, too.
Can I roll for the lizard skull?
No, I'm going to roll for it.
Damn it.
Okay. I have an idea. This is an opposed test.
Oh, God. There is no, there's no way.
Yes.
We would ultimately survive.
You're not hitting it straight on.
We wouldn't have to hit it straight on. All we got to do is push it out of the way.
Which means that this is my role. If you hit it and it moves out of the way, you're fine. If you hit it and you go up onto it, you're not all the way onto it. You said you're going 30% over it, so one set of wheels will be on the ground. That means you are going to lift the left-hand side of your vehicle up by at least 30 inches.
Okay.
Does this
okay,
hit you
so
on the
do
side?
We have a
no.
Do we have a Mark 19?
A grenade launcher? No, I will not let you have that.
You did give us a grenade launcher, though.
Not a Mark 19 on the top where you can just go, ha, 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 ha. No, I made that mistake with the North team. That's not happening again.
Tim, it's not a mistake. It's an opportunity to learn how to defend against it.
Drive skill.
Okay, fair enough.
You get more successes than me. This is the vehicle's...
Or fewer failures.
Stand here still.
I have to roll that again.
Three! I got three successes.
God damn it. Okay.
Did we tip the vehicle on the side?
Two.
Ooh. I won?
You did.
I won. Okay.
No. I got the number two.
Oh, I really won. Okay. Well, then at that point, let's start with this. Hey, Jake.
He still has a turn of combat before I hit it.
Yes, he does. He has a turn of combat. So you can take your turn of combat for shooting, and then I need you to roll to see if that you can still stand up.
Okay, so my last roll was a 46 for shooting.
Ooh, you hit. Okay, so did you hit the same one, or did you hit the other one?
I'm going to hit the other one just okay. because, you know, because we're aiming at one that seems like combat to me. So, you know, okay. So yeah, I'm going to aim at the other one to kind of keep them out of the fight.
All right.
Well, you should have just gone with two successes. Man.
Okay. So you emptied another 10 rounds over there. You saw mm-hmm. hit. You hit the vehicle very well. You saw someone drop.
Okay. And I was aiming at the engine.
Yep. So the guy who was standing, you actually dropped the dude that was standing in front of it, who was stupid enough to actually pulled his pistol and aimed it at you guys.
Good. Excellent.
Oh, shoot!
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I'm so intimidated now.
Yeah. Okay.
My dick's bigger right now.
You have a minus 30.
Okay.
To stay standing. So you have to try to do this with your strength.
My strength? Okay, so that's a... Whew, I gotta roll low.
You can do this. I know you can.
That was not low.
51. That was not low. All right, of course, I'm actually sitting.
Swearing.
It doesn't matter. It flung you out of the seat. There is a lot of swearing coming from the back of the vehicle.
I'm sorry.
Jake, you are taking 5 points of blunt trauma.
5 points.
You hit your head, your shoulder, and you currently... have the wind knocked out of you. You are on the floor now.
Okay.
So it will take you two turns to get back in the cupola.
Okay.
Be able to fire guns again.
All right. No worries.
All right.
No worries.
You, sir.
Yes.
You need to also roll to see if that you're still in your seat.
Okay. What am I rolling?
Your strength.
I would have been seat buckled in.
Okay.
I'm going to still be in my seat.
Then let's see if you were able to brace yourself so that you're not going to take damage.
Okay. With my strength?
Sure.
With what, Mr. Gray?
Strength.
Strength? Perfect.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 17. Out of 30.
One and a half successes.
Woo! He did not have a negative because he knew it was coming because he's looking at it going, shit.
Brace for impact.
Shit. So, okay. You take no trauma. You're still able to hold on to the controls.
That's great. I'm sure that they're all very surprised.
The vehicle, on the other hand,
is just fine.
Is stopped.
It's perfect. Immaculate condition.
You hit it.
Of course.
You hit it hard.
Perfect.
It is that the other Humvee, the one that you hit, is now about 20 feet from where it was.
Perfect.
The problem is that it also wedged itself into a tree, which transferred that energy into you to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
As well. So you're stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You currently have your front edge, your front wheel, left wheel is off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You're wedged up on top of this. There is no damage mm-hmm. that you can tell. Mm-hmm. No alarms are going off.
Mm-hmm. Can I back up?
Go for it.
45 out of 55.
Not enough to back up.
Not enough.
You can't find reverse.
Really? Really?
Okay. Put it in H.
Put it in H.
Okay, you're backing up. It's difficult. It's
fair.
You're having to drag it.
I mean, sure.
Off.
Sure.
So as Jake's trying to get up,
it surviving
pulls off.
People Boom. There did not get a turn because even if you're a highly seasoned combat veteran, someone just unleashed full auto into both of your vehicles and then just smashed one across.
Yeah.
You're
not shitting. In a great time.
You're jumping.
Yeah. You have to take a round to get back up.
You're getting away. Nobody does like the movies, which is sits there and rips their shirt and starts firing at it with their pistol.
Yeah, you know, fuck that.
That guy actually died. Earlier.
Yeah, he was standing in front of the block.
Yeah. Right. So they have a turn to Yeah. The next turn, they're going to start trooping.
Man, the shooting at the vehicle is going to be real great the second time.
You don't have anybody. You do not have anybody in the cupola for one more turn.
That's fine.
Okay. So, Jake, are you going to try to get back up there, or are you going to just open the
yes.
door and go Rambo?
No, I'm going to try and get back up in there.
Okay.
What a terrible idea.
I mean, I may dislike being in armor, but that's usually when the enemy has RPGs and tanks.
Bjorn, you actually noticed, hey, they stopped moving for a little bit.
No. We're still stopped.
We're stopped. Hey, you're gaining. I wonder what they... Hey, they're waiting for me.
Yeah, sure. Waiting for you, bud.
So I can imagine as Will pulls it.
Yeah, and backs up.
Backs up, and that wheel comes off of it, and like, the truck drops, and he's like,
instead of
stop
a mic,
it.
Instead of a mic drop, it's a truck drop.
It is a truck drop.
Right. It's a truck drop.
It's only like 20,000 pounds.
Right. So talk about your truck stop.
That'll work.
As I say, the guys behind it, the Humvees, 20 meters back. The guys behind it are 30 meters back.
No.
There's one of the guys is only 15 meters back,
but there's parts of him everywhere else.
That's not transmission fluid on the ground.
He's 15 to 20 meters back.
Wow, they're transmission. He's 15. Really red.
Bjorn. Bjorn.
Why'd you guys stop?
Percussive maintenance.
What did you do?
I hit a Humvee.
Dumbass ran over a rabbit. Far from doing that.
However, there is another one you could acquire when you come through this area.
No.
Why not?
It may be intact, but it has a whole bunch of holes in where the engine was.
That doesn't mean it's disabled. That just means there's a couple holes there.
There's also smoke. If it does run...
Okay.
Where's Bjorn? See the smoke column?
But you can get the gas from the Humvees, at the very least.
Chug it. So they say, yeah, you probably put the engine into the right fender.
Actually, hold on.
Oh, no.
Probably snap the axle.
No, wrong thing. Hold on.
What are you doing, Mr. Gray?
I got to figure out, do these guys keep their composure or do they just shit themselves?
Oh, no. They shit themselves.
All right. While you're doing that, I got to run to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Okay. I also am going to run to the bathroom. Okay. I think I did excellent, guys.
What kind of minus would be someone running you over with a APC?
For you? 50?
Well, if it's 50, they really missed their roll. Would that be surprised? I would think that would be surprised. Okay. He missed!
Tim, we have to save Hank.
Right? This is Hank we're talking about here.
And I'm waiting for Hank's reaction when he sees baby.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Oh, no.
Nobody's seen the outside yet.
What?
He'll be fine. No alarms have gone off,
well,
to my credit.
The gator skull.
I don't know.
You know, they stole that when they stole Hank. That's what I'm going to say.
Be pissed at them, man.
What's my bullshit skill?
Hank is picking pieces of the skull out of the...
What's the bullshit skill? Is that a con?
They rammed us, is what happened.
It's not Constitution.
They rammed us. They played chicken with us.
Mm-hmm. We were saying, no, wait.
Yeah. Wait, stop. I mean, we put so many holes in the front of their vehicle.
Right.
We've also got, like, bullet dings all over it.
Yeah. They rammed us. It's fine.
Yeah, they ran up, they shot at us with the pistols, and then kept ramming us over and over again.
It was a tragedy.
Guy is not going to like you.
Guy doesn't have to like me. I don't know who Guy is.
Oh, no, fuck you.
We've only met Guy once. We've only met Guy once, and that was on the plane when we were first going into training.
What a shitty Canadian.
Don't make me kill you. Sorry.
Eh.
Sorry. Okay. You're able to get off of it and backed up. You are still stopped. Jake, you don't see anything yet. You see someone run across your field of view.
Cool.
Which way?
Are there any weapons in the front of the vehicle that I can control or no?
No, no.
That's what I thought. I will let him know, hey, someone just ran in front of the vehicle.
You could push the death blossom button.
No, not yet.
Come on, push the button.
As soon as I get back
Hank
in my
seat. Hank has his beacon on him, so if I push the death blossom when we get to them, it won't matter.
All right. That's how they killed Hank.
No. Hank has his beacon on him. He's safe. Everyone else, on the other hand, not so much.
Which direction were they moving?
These are smart bullets.
They were going from the left-hand side to the right-hand side of the vehicle.
Left or right.
Of your vehicle.
And we hit the vehicle on our right?
The left.
On the left.
Hit the vehicle on the left. Okay. So they were retreating. And I basically hit the engine on the one on the right. Okay.
You hit the engine on both.
Right.
You sprayed the hell out of the one on the left.
Yeah. I mean, we basically... incapacitated the one on the left. However, comma.
Right.
Today's session is right sponsored by...
yeah, General Motors, not a sponsor.
AutoZone. Get in the zone.
Go fix your crap.
O'Reilly Auto... O'Reilly Auto Parts hashtag, O'Reilly. Not a sponsor.
Discount Auto Parts.
Discount, yes. Rock Auto. All the parts your car will never need.
Are you going to give him a turn to get... get up into the turret and start...
I'm still backing up, so okay. I can make a turn to start going straight again.
Okay.
Now that I have cleared a path wide enough for the vehicle to go through.
Two turns. You'll be off and back where you can...
Well, I've already backed up.
Well, you backed up and dragged it with you. You're not off of it yet. One more turn to get off.
That's fine.
And one more turn to get far enough back.
What is the distance I have pulled the vehicle?
You pulled it back towards you another 5.
Okay, that's fine.
So it's you have room.
Yeah, that's fine. Room.
You also now have parts because it didn't just
all over the place.
Of course.
So okay, so you got two turns for doing that. That gives Jake one turn up in the turret to be or basically the top Kupoda to shoot.
Right. Okay.
When you get up there and you start scanning around. You see. The one guy that was running is running further into the woods, and so is the other one.
So there's only like two guys that we can see.
What are they running into the woods to?
More of an away.
Okay, so they shit their pants and they're running away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, composure of 95. Yeah.
Okay. So a quick assessment of both of the Humvees. Are they fucked up? Are they FUBAR?
The one that's not been ran over is smoking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other one is smoking more.
The one we ran over, right?
Well, do you know what a car that looks like that has extreme stance?
Yeah.
That basically the front tires are like...
They're like this.
45-degree angle. Well, right, this one, okay. one of the tires is at like at a 90-degree angle. It's kind of like laying on the ground, but the...
I mean, I shoved it 20 feet.
It's
so.
Like when, right. When you step off a curb really badly and you see the bottom of your shoe while you're still
okay,
standing,
gotcha.
That kind of bad.
Fair enough.
Okay. Okay, so actually, Jake's going to aim a 10-round burst at the dash. I'm going to try and fuck up their electronics.
Okay.
I'm going to aim one round at the one set of at the dash, and then I'm going to aim the other one at the other dash because the engines may be busted. Yeah,
okay. So you're going to take your time and shoot at both. That's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can sit there long enough. You're actually gaining on them now, Bjorn. It's like, hey, wait, they've been stopped there for a bit. You're now only miles out.
Do I need to roll for firing on both of those?
Why'd you guys stop?
Okay, so
like I said, we stopped because there was a bump in the road. You know, we had to.
While he's saying this, you're hearing gunfire in the background.
We had to encourage our way through.
Grenade going off.
There's no grenade.
Just sounds like someone's firing the vehicle guns.
We need to clean the guns again. Is all I'm saying.
I was just checking the gun maintenance. They're working fine.
Just don't think it's cheap.
You know he's going to end up going through the same place that,
and it's all cleared. It's great.
Yeah. Just
you may see a mess.
Yeah.
No mess. Don't stress the mess.
A couple of the KFS Humvees got into a little bit of an accident. They had a slight weapons discharge. Everything's fine. Going straight again? How are you?
You can't go straight. You got to curve and
around. Am I able to go around and go forward?
You can start moving forward again, yes.
I will go forward about a mile and then stop and get out to inspect.
Okay, so you're just going to get out far enough that you know that someone can't just jump out.
Just run. Yeah.
Surprise!
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'm going to hit. I'm going to go into get on what we heard KFS frequencies and see if I can scan them real quick.
Okay, give me a roll. Your communication skill.
Okay, so 75. That I don't think is going to do it. Let's see here. Communications is 48. No, that's not going to do it.
Okay. Nope. You don't get anything.
Okay.
You get damage.
It takes a lot of brain to make make machines go.
Oh, he ran over a mile.
Nope.
Although that's probably how yours.
No. It looks just fine. It looks perfect, Tim. It is immaculate. You can get out and look? Yeah.
Okay. You get out and look. The entire light assembly on that side is missing from the front.
Perfect.
Gone, sheared off. There's wires. There is no skull on the front.
Aw, tragic.
Lots of paint damage. Luckily,
the tire's fine.
Yeah, the tire's fine. Well, they're also... It's not like you're riding on military tires that actually have air.
Yep.
You're on solid rubber, which does make your ride suck.
It's better than nothing.
Okay.
I mean, a little bit of cosmetic damage ain't bad.
Yeah, like half your headlights.
Headlights, schmedlights. I can rig them up again. It's just fine. We have spares.
Fine.
Be there. Flashlights don't count.
I wasn't talking about the flashlights.
All the flashlights. All the forehead ones.
I was talking about that whole other vehicle that just kind of roached out in the...
Wrong type of headlights.
They'll work just fine. I could put a resistor in the middle. It'll be just fine.
Your quick inspection only sees minor damage.
I look underneath.
You do not see any oil leaks.
Perfect. Any transmission leaks? No. God damn you.
There is a light drip of something. You're not sure, but it looks like it's really slow.
You know what
it could be the blood of the guy that
I go into the back of the vehicle and I pull out some Bondo. Or what is it called? It's the
two-part epoxy.
The steel resin.
Yeah,
the steel resin. You mix it together on like a sheet of whatever, and then you can stick it on. I quick mix it up, and I kind of patch where I see like a little bit of a drip, just in case.
Okay. You can do that. I'll let you do that. Now the inside of the vehicle slowly fills with...
No, it doesn't.
To the top.
What a terrible idea.
185 gallons of transmission fluid.
What
Holy
a
shit.
Terrible idea. And I look at Jake. Should we wait for Bjorn to catch up to us, or should we keep going?
No, they're actively trying to slow us down. Okay, I'm hearing a lot of echo on this.
Oh, from who?
Sorry.
I don't know. I was hearing a lot of echo, like it was, but now it's gone.
There we go. I fixed it.
Good job.
Okay.
I guess we keep going.
No, they're actively trying to slow us down. Besides which, Bjorn's had a couple minutes to catch up.
So proud.
So you guys going to continue?
Let's go.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So as you continue, hold
on. I'm keeping an eye on all the levels.
Sure. We are. Yeah. Okay. As you guys continue, you finally get onto I-75, and you know that because your Siri says,
Siri doesn't say anything. No. Siri's dead and dumb.
You look at your map system and you can see that's what you're on, and it's obvious to you because this is a big giant chunk of pavement, and it's actually in pretty decent shape, mostly because highways are ridiculously thick concrete and then gravel and then sand and then
and then more gravel.
It's the way highways are built. I'm serious. 500 years after the end of mankind, they will still be there.
Except for the bridges.
They were originally built for civil defense anyways.
Yeah. No, the bridges are toast. Oh, they're already toast. But yeah, the bridges are toasted.
After 100 years, a bridge is gone. Unless you're actively working to repair it.
Correct. The Hank dot is north.
I follow 75 north.
Okay.
What is the max speed I can go?
Well, you can go full boat. Do it.
I monitor everything and I go 10 under full go.
You're on the highway. Okay, I need. We're going to then start rolling on reaction because you're going fast enough.
Reaction, you bastard.
No, because it's like it's a straight line. So
yeah, no shit, it's a straight line.
But when the bridge is missing, you're not going to notice as quickly.
I will totally notice the bridge is gone.
So, the bridge is off!
The first bridge you come up to, it is gone. But it's one that goes over. You have to... Are you going to slow down to go around it, or are you going to try to dodge it at full speed?
I'll slow down a little bit to go around
it. Okay. Give me a roll of your drive skill.
Are we catching up to them?
It is 10.
Not a failure. Okay. That's all I care about. No, they now have gotten out ahead of you. They look like they're about 5-6 miles. It's at the edge of signal strength. It blips away and comes back once in a while. But no, you are not gaining on them, and you're at least sticking with them. Next bridge. Okay. You come across some yarn. You're driving along. Jesus, what happened here? Here's a Humvee that looks like it was ran over by or stepped on by Godzilla. And this other one is now actually that's on fire. The other one's on fire.
It's fine.
Who put
let it happen
the wheel?
I am a constant variable in this game.
The other option was me. He's a better driver than I am.
My drive is 55, guys.
I am absolutely okay with Jake driving.
Jake's drive is like 12.
That's fine. That's exactly why I'm okay with this.
No bodies.
I don't even have the drive skill.
Yes!
You going to take a look? Yes, there are a couple of bodies. It looks like there's a leg sticking out from underneath.
Let me rephrase what you said. There are corpses. There are no bodies.
That looks like a leg, and it's underneath whatever was smashed remains of that vehicle. And there is a dead body in front of
corpse.
The other vehicle that's now on fire.
He has several holes in him.
Do not radio us. We will not respond.
Not it. Yeah. That's why you're back.
Not it.
Yeah, remember, Jake.
You know that fake, you know that paper trick you could do with the radio? That's what we're doing. Oh, we're breaking up.
It's digital. It doesn't sound like anything.
Did we encounter an issue?
A couple of KFS vehicles got into an accident. They ran into some bullets.
It doesn't look like bullets.
When you see our vehicle, just understand they attacked us first.
Observe.
They rammed us.
Oh,
they
observe. Rammed us. God observe damn it. Right now.
46 out of 55. You see that the bridge in front of you is out. You're going to either have to dive off the side or, well, I guess you could try to jump it.
What's the distance on the gap?
Looks like a couple hundred feet.
All right, then I'll go around.
Okay. This means you have to stop and pull.
I have to stop?
You are not going to go off the side of an overpass at 60 miles an hour.
That's
fair. Oh, no, wait.
I mean, no. That's fair. I'm not going
to
go
100
on.
To your.
How deep is the depth to go down and up?
Well, down and up, it looks like it's a 40-foot drop.
Okay. How about
where did they go?
What route did they take?
It looks like that they took the exit.
They took the exit down and then back up on the other side. Yeah. Then we'll follow.
Okay,
we'll slow down to 45 to do that. Because that should be fair enough.
Jake's like,
that should be fair enough to slow down to and make the route.
Okay.
Because exit ramps are like 35 anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's you have to slow down even further there towards the road that was underneath it because it's a bunch of debris and everything else. You can get around. You've lost some distance on them.
Of course.
Your next one. Give me another observe roll. Out of
55.
Okay. You spot this one way ahead going, hey, look at that. I'm just going to, And this one looked really clean. You took it at 50. Through. It was bumpy back there, Jake. It felt like you guys actually got a little bit of air at one point.
Hey Jake.
Yeah.
Strap in, buddy.
Too late.
I'm just saying, you know, drop out of that Coppola life and sit actually on your ass for the next couple minutes.
The Coppola's got seats and it's got seatbelts.
I highly doubt the Coppola has a seatbelt.
Now, you notice on the map that you're now losing Bjorn.
God damn it.
Because he does not have a 60 mile an hour top speed.
I mean, he's close. 45 is real close to 60, guys.
45 is going to be a nightmare on that thing.
It's an electric. It's an electric.
It doesn't
quad.
Matter. It's like
it's a governor
if we,
issue.
If
at that
we wait
point.
Long. How far have we gone?
At that speed, and you're in trouble. Where am I going?
It's over here.
Oh, behind me.
How far have we gone?
On the highway or total?
Fetus is going
total.
To be pain.
Oh, shit.
Fetus drunk is going to be a pain for you.
I gotta actually measure. You guys actually have gone a distance. Decent distance.
What?
So there's Centralia.
Someone rang the doorbell, Tim.
No, that was the door opening.
Oh. Don't give me a dirty look.
You guys went.
Bjorn is very upset that we've left him in the dark.
You guys went 5,552,255 inches. Hold on a minute. Let me change the scale.
Fuck your scale.
140 kilometers.
Okay.
140 kilometers.
So bear in mind, so like if this thing's using biodiesel.
Is that only? Is that really only 70 miles? Hold on.
5 kilometers is 3 miles.
Yeah. No, not nautical miles. There we go.
Yeah, it's got to be like 100.
88.
Okay.
88 miles. Okay, so here's the thing.
They have
while
to fill
we've
up.
Been doing all this, Jake's... Exactly. Jake's been
how
doing
do you
the
know
math in his head.
Thorium ones also.
I mean, they could,
did
yes.
Did we see diesel fumes at the
when
with the ones that we
when
were...
When you encountered them before, these things
they're
were...
Diesel, they're diesel. They're biodiesel.
Yeah.
They're not
right,
running
okay.
thorium reactors. They have to stop in the next hour or so.
So biodiesel gets about 10% less gas mileage than regular diesel. Average on a Humvee is about 13 miles to the gallon of diesel, I'm presuming.
Not on the highway.
They're not on the highway.
Not on the highway.
So even on the highway, it's what, 15 to 16?
Barely.
Okay. What, I mean, what's...
So you have a 35-gallon tank, if I remember correctly. It might only be 20, but I think it's 35. If you have the saddlebag tank, it's 35.
Yeah, average is 32, from what I looked up on the stats on Humvee.
They are pushing the limit of their tank at the moment.
Right?
Yeah, because they say, even with a 30-gallon tank... at like 12 miles to the gallon. Because again, biodiesel doesn't have as good as regular diesel. They have a maximum of like 384 miles with a 32 gallon tank.
And they would have to come there first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We don't know when.
So what do you guys think? They have
maybe
20? Maybe.
Maybe another 20 miles.
Maybe.
15, do they... miles. Do they have one of their... We pinpointed some of their repeater stations, didn't we?
Yes. One's in Jacksonville.
Gainesville.
Yeah, close enough.
No, stop measuring Gainesville. Shit. There we
go. Close enough. They're real close to each other, all right? They're real close. In the grand scheme of things, they're maybe 80 miles apart.
Gainesville and Jackson's case. So we're coming up.
Maybe 80 miles apart.
You guys are currently, if you want to look at yourself on the map,
I mean, are we still able to see Hank's signal or no?
Yes, it's fluttering in and out.
I would like to get to a point where it's constant and then stop and wait for Bjorn to catch up.
Okay. If you look on a map, you guys are a little north of Levy Lake on 75.
Okay. How far is that to the border?
Oh, quite a distance from the border.
To the north.
How far is it from Gainesville?
About 15, 20 miles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know Florida very well. I'm a Michigan boy, born and raised, so I know the mitten very well. However,
so Florida's the other. So you got to
this state. No, you can use your hand for this state. I mean, this is Jacksonville down here, and you know all the.
See the
this
thumb?
Jacksonville over here.
That's not Florida in the thumb.
This is the Panhandle.
No, that's Lower Alabama.
Lower Alabama. Is that really how they view the Panhandle? Lower Alabama, Lower Missouri area,
or Dick,
yeah,
Mississippi, Missouri's about three states north of there.
Missouri.
So you're about 15, 20 miles outside of
Gainesville.
Ocala.
Gainesville.
Yeah, Gainesville,
which is where their repeaters at.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. I looked at the map now. It's 10 miles outside of Gainesville.
Yeah, which is one of their main bases is that we know.
So
of.
I guess we can wait.
Yeah.
For Bjorn to catch up and then go and get a mile out.
So you're just going to put it in park right here in the middle of the highway? And
no, I'm going to get off to the side, get over. So what I'm going to do is wait for the next overpass, right? At the next overpass, I'm going to get off and pull about quarter mile off and then wait for Bjorn's signal to get very strong and then pull back up behind him and grab him.
You know, then actually, he's gonna peel out.
Actually, if
next
we're
overpass
if we're,
is
if,
actually not an overpass. It's a highway rest stop.
Is it an inner? Perfect. Even better. I'll be like Bjorn. We're at the next highway interstop.
No, what he's gonna do? He's gonna wait till I get close, and he's gonna gun it.
No. Like that. I'm gonna wait till you get there, and then we can put the quad on top again, and we can keep going.
Yeah, there's a rest stop.
I would like to explore the ruins of the rest stop. You know.
It smells eerily like the rest stop does today.
No, it does not. There's been 150 years of climate that have made it smell like nothing.
No, it smells like piss and Taco Bell.
Ooh, perfect. Does the vending machine still work?
Taco Bell. There's probably
only
chips
thing left
still
in
there.
The vending machines is Twinkies.
I'll take one or two. I'll punch out. I'll wrap my hand in some cloth and I'll punch out the front of the vending machine and grab a couple of Twinkies.
Gator pastries.
Gator pastries by Uncle. Oh man, what was his name?
Gator Winkies.
Was it Uncle John? Uncle Phil?
Uncle Phil.
Uncle Tom's Gator Jelly.
God, this picture
is that what we called
almost
it?
Looks post-apocalyptic. There's half of a semi-truck there.
Nothing racist on that one.
I mean, I don't remember what it was called, so Uncle Tom's Gator Jelly is what we're going with. Do you remember what you called it, Tim?
Uncle Paul's Gator
Uncle Paul.
Jelly.
Perfect.
Jelly.
It's Uncle Paul's Gator Pastries now. Gator He's pastries. Expanded.
We've expanded over here on this side of the state.
So where are we at? About 10 miles
about south? 8 miles south
yeah,
of Gainesville.
About 8 miles south of Gainesville.
Uncle Paul's Gator Hand Pies.
Gator Hand Pies.
pies. Gator hand so, yeah, jobs.
You guys are currently in the remains of what looks like it was at one time a truck stop. The one parking lot
area. Do they have a gas station there?
All ripped up. No. The one parking lot is all ripped up, trees and other things through it. The other one is not.
We're going to go in the one that's all ripped up.
Okay. From what you can tell, the one that's all ripped up was just for cars and was probably thinner.
Of course.
Whereas the other one for semi-trucks is obviously...
It's like double the thickness.
Yeah.
How thick are the trees?
Oh, pretty heavy now. There's a ton of trees. This is like a forest in here. In fact, actually, you have to start searching to find the foundation of what was the bathrooms and
crap. Okay. I'll put the vehicle in park, shut it off, and just wait for Bjorn to catch up to us.
Okay, they stop moving.
Waiting on you, Bjorn.
No, he can't hear us yet. He's just outside of radio range.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Okay.
He has to be within 5 miles, and right now he's outside of like 8, 9.
So while we're waiting, I'm going to have Will. Hey, Will, can you check the, can you set this thing to scan for KFS frequencies too?
I sure can.
All right. You can do some searching.
Yeah, I'm going to do some searching.
Okay, give me two rolls and tell me how many successes.
For communications, correct?
Sure.
There are two successes there.
Okay.
And there are three successes there.
Okay.
Three successes.
You're hearing... Actually, you're surprised because this is... Previously, when you were dealing with these guys, you couldn't listen in because they were using some kind of encryption. You just caught two transmissions that... made you pause because you looked at it and you see what the computer told you what it got. It was clear voice, scratchy, AM in...
It was AM?
AM transmission of one of them, which was just calling station 403. Yeah, you're clear.
Why were they using amplitude modulation instead of frequency modulation?
The one that responded was very, very faint.
So it's further away. Do I have a pinpoint on where the louder one is as opposed to the softer one?
If they transmit a few more times. Hold on.
Okay. I will wait. Click, clack, moo. Cow's the type.
So as you're waiting... you hear back a transmission... Turn to 220.
I turn to 220 on one of the antennas I have.
Okay, you have nothing.
I sit there for a little bit.
You still hear nothing. You see that there's transmissions that are happening on the other frequency.
I go back.
Okay. Roger, turn to 220. 1 hour out.
1 hour. Okay. In an hour, I will switch to that frequency.
Just set it to scan.
I don't know if I want to set it to scan just yet. They say that they're 1 hour out. How far away is that signal we're picking up?
The signal that you're picking up seems to be about, you'd guess,
is
maybe...
Is it Gainesville?
60, 70, well, the stronger one it is.
Is,
it,
okay.
It seems, its direction looks like it would be straight at Gainesville. Maybe actually a little south.
But that's fine. A little bit south doesn't
The other one
me.
Seems to be out a bit north.
Does it look like it's getting further away from
no,
us?
No, it looks like it's coming. And that one looks like you're guessing. And this is a complete guess because you don't know how strong that signal is. But... if it's 80 miles out, that must be an awful strong transmitter.
Yes, yes.
Because I just say maximum on that AM. Like,
right, because the trees and everything would really soak up all of that.
What's 80 miles from us?
AM about 100?
Water. Ocean.
In the States. Stateside. What's 80 miles from us?
Hold on. Let me measure.
How close is Georgia from that? Where's the nearest? Like Augusta? Is that the nearest? Would that be another repeater?
Measure, you stupid thing. There we go.
I don't know how far Augusta is from the
actually, if border. You look at everything, the 80 miles out would be about 10 miles out in the water past Jacksonville.
So maybe a boat, perhaps?
They have a sub.
A sub, a boat. You know, perhaps they have an airship, like an aircraft carrier that's still floating after all this time. Those are built to last, of course. You know, and, you know, there's a couple dry docks. That does assume the full 80 miles, correct. But they are built. There are dry docks that they could put it in and fix it at some point. I mean, all up and down the coast of Florida, there are dry docks that they could put it in.
More transmissions.
418, requesting. Go ahead, 418. 20 pounds of fuel. Am I clear to land?
Clear to land, god damn it!
Of course they have aircraft.
You are clear to land.
Hold up.
Tomorrow's End is played with the Morrow Project version 4.0 game system available from Timeline Ltd. at www.timelineltd.com. We also use with permission the ambient sound collection from tabletopaudio.com. Check them out for a ton of ambient soundscapes for your tabletop RPG sessions. Until next time.